listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about loving and thinking upon God's Word. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 119, verse 97, where we read, "Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day." Couples that are attracted to one another wait for the right moment to say the words, "I love you." The writer of Psalm 119 didn't wait to say how he felt about the Word of God. He cried out, "Oh, how I love your law." Twice before in this psalm, the writer has declared his love for the words of God. You can find that in verses 47 and 48. Yet here the phrasing is even more passionate. His devotion to God and to his word has built a love relationship between the psalmist and God's word. You see, it isn't, "I used to love your law," or "one day I will love your law." No, he describes how he felt about the word of God right now. He also spoke for himself. The psalmist wasn't saying how others should feel, but about how he felt. We also notice that he says, "Oh, how I love your law." The word "how" describes a comparison. The psalmist loved the word of God more than other things. That's an idea he develops in other places in Psalm 119. Here he simply makes the statement. It's as if he sighed out the words with emotion, as if he were lovesick after God and his word. The superficial Christian may read and understand and even in an outward sense obey the word of God. But only the spiritual man loves it, and they live as if they could not live without God's word. To the superficial Christian, reading the Bible and thinking about it is a duty to satisfy the conscience, but to the believer, it is food and medicine, it's light and comfort. The word of God is life. Now, if someone wants to, they can increase their love for God's word. You can't make yourself love someone or something, but you can cultivate love towards someone or something. How do you do it? Well, give it your time. Set it before you constantly. Give it your attention and care. Look after the word of God. After all, he said that it is my meditation all the day. Give God's word a truly listening ear. Give it your honor and your obedience. Give it your appreciation. Value it for all the good it has done for you and be thankful for all that good. Give God's word your dependence and trust. Let it care for you. And give God's word your praise. Speak highly of it before others. You see, when we truly love someone, we don't want to change them. When people try to change the Bible, bending and shaping it into a more pleasing form, it's evident that they don't really love the Bible. But because the psalmist loved God's word, it was natural and expected that he would think about it often. So he said, "It is my meditation all the day." A lover finds it easy to think about, to meditate upon the one he loves. When we love the Bible, we find so much to meditate on. The Bible is a letter from our distant Father. The Bible is a picture of our best and most faithful friend. The Bible is the certificate of our adoption into the family of God. The Bible is the declaration of our liberty, our freedom from slavery. The Bible is the description of our heavenly inheritance. The Bible is the evidence of our nobility, for we made kings and priests to God. The Bible is our instruction manual for wise and blessed living. The Bible is both a statement of our account and a checkbook for what belongs to us by the promises of God. The Bible is like a telescope where we see the heavenly city that is our destination. When you love His Word and cultivate a deeper love for it and for God Himself, you let it be all of that to you and more. Dear friend, love and meditate upon God's Word and do it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.